Congress has three main responsibilities as the board of directors for the executive branch. It has to set lines of business, create agency programs, and evaluate agency performance. All of those responsibilities imply Congress should try to solve agency problems before they occur. Bob Tobias is professor of key executive leadership programs at American University and former member of the Internal Revenue Service Oversight Board. He says Congress is not proactive enough regarding the well-being of your agency and perhaps a bit too reactive. Hi, Bob. Thanks for coming back on Federal News Radio. Always appreciate talking to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
And maybe we're, I got to say, getting a little ambitious talking about Congress being a better board at a time when they're having trouble, frankly, keeping the lights on. But is this issue of them not being proactive enough just a symptom of what's going on right now in the gridlock of this environment, or is it a more long-term issue that you see?
I think it's a fundamental failure of Congress to accept a responsibility to behave analogous to a private sector board of directors. A private sector board of directors, through its budget creation, recognizes an obligation to create an enterprise that builds stockholder value. Congress has an obligation to implement laws that deliver service to taxpayers. And through its budget decisions, has to build an executive branch capable of delivering that service to the public. That's what the Constitution obligates Congress to do, but Congress hasn't done it. It doesn't behave proactively. It doesn't make budget decisions based on agency performance. And frankly, it can't and hasn't done since 2011 the basic fundamental act of creating a budget that can be used by the executive branch to plan its actions and activities. So I believe that Congress ought to accept this responsibility of behaving like a board of directors and behave consistent with those obligations.
You laid down the marker of 2011, obviously being the point when the budget started getting flummoxed up. For those of us who have a hard time remembering a functioning Congress, I mean, was there a time when there was a Congress that behaved in the way that you're imagining that was an active board of directors?
I think not. Because Congress has been very focused always on public policy creation, but not public policy implementation. So it has ignored, I think, its responsibility for managing, as a board of directors, the executive branch of government. And as a result, agencies try to please Congress, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but there has never been a focused attempt by the Congress to manage. It's always reactive. You know, some scandal arises and there's an oversight hearing, but that's not what a board of directors can and should do.
Sorry to say we've only got about a minute left, but what's the fix? I mean, is this fundamentally a structural problem? Do you need to reorganize the way committees are set up, or is this more about the personalities?
I think it's really a failure of Congress to examine Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which makes clear that they are responsible for the implementation of their laws through the budgets that they create. Now, that is a fundamental responsibility that's been ignored.